The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I've been doing this show more than 15 years, and for the first time ever, you can follow along live on video. We are on Twitch TV. Just go to that website and search for Sports Byline USA. That's the name of the channel. All one word, Sports Byline USA, SportsByline USA, and there we are. And also, probably even more convenient for you, is the Twitch app. And you can go to the Twitch app, which is a very apropos application for receiving the programming. And then what it is right now, it's early days. It's a webcam pointed at yours truly. Hi, how are you there? If you're watching now, you can see me. I got the fly reading glasses on. So cool. But we're here for the next hour taking your calls on the topic of video games. Sports Byline USA is an all sports station. But this is the 1 hour all week where we talk about video games. We are also proud to be on SB Nation Radio as well. So you can follow along on those two websites, sportsbyline.com and click listen live, SBNationLive.com. You can go there as well. Some other applications that you have on your phone for listening to the show would be TuneIn Radio, which is a fantastic app, and iHeartRadio, which is equally amazing. Get both of those apps. Plus, we also have Stitcher, which will redo the shows as well. Not to mention, we are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and 35 million homes. Yes, on your television set that way. Been there for many years. And most importantly, I always say, is around the world on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're very proud of everything that you do. So no interviews this week. It's about y'all's and your calls. It's a toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard. We'll give away a brand new game, as we always do. I'll let you know what's coming out new this week. And your calls. So I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113.
800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
The Video Game Review.
A little Port Town for you there, a little cover back in the days of F-Zero. By the way, Rick Tittle back with you on the Video Game Review on our maiden voyage here on Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Great to have you with us. If you've come aboard, I just last minute, literally as the show is beginning, I tweeted it out, at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's from my Twitter site. And also sportsbyline.com, put a little link there as well, or I should say Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle on Facebook. That's my sports page. But as I said, early days, Twitch is just down the street, the world headquarters. We got a little tour, my boss and I, a few months ago, talked about how they wanted more of a presence from not just video games, which obviously the show is all about, but also, you know, I interview a lot of athletes and I interview a lot of comedians as well. On Friday, we had Arnaz Jay and Rachel Feinstein in studio. And so all the equipment is kind of new. Just literally in a minute, I built with a meme maker app a little slide to put up. I've just noticed that during the break, the audio does not follow along with that slide, but that's okay. And it's basically, I just take this entire computer screen. I wasn't able to, in the time, make it as wide as the screen, but it's basically a picture from Fallout 76 of some zombies. And I just say the Video Game Review will be right back. These breaks are all 3 minutes long. You don't have to sit through any kind of eternity when it comes to that type of thing. But as we go, as they say, as we start to learn all the equipment, as you can see, we have some fancy lighting here as well. But as we start to learn the equipment, we also will be able to make this presentation much more palatable for the video viewers on Twitch.tv, because I'll be able to take a lot of things that I have on the PC and go picture in picture. And then I can show you things that I'm talking about and some games I'm talking about and then some gameplay. And then hopefully down the line, maybe some capture of some video of a game I've played, and then what you have played, and we can put that up there, and we can talk about that together. That's, as I said, something that we just got this a couple days ago, and we had a choice of either waiting until everything was tarted up and we were completely ready to go with all sorts of fantastic production values, or we could just turn on the webcam and let's just do it. And so that's what we're doing right now. So if you have any feedback, there is a chat window as well, which I have access to right here to my left, and I'll be able to see what you have to say through the chat window, and then you can say more of this, less of that, that type of thing. All right? All right, so we got that down. And the pertinent information, once again, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529 is, I have to get used to everything I do here. You can see. So I have to make sure I don't do anything embarrassing. Hold on. Note to self, don't pick my nose while I'm on the air. That's probably a good thing to keep in mind. I start every show by asking a very simple question, and that is, what have you been playing this weekend? Is something, are you in a relationship with a game, so to speak? Are you playing a game that you can't wait to get home because you have to get here or there? Or maybe you've got a few, you know, you're playing the field. You got like maybe 3, 4, 5 games. You have some seasons going on. You got to get back to, you know, NBA 2K. We're at the All-Star break, just had the All-Star game tonight. That type of situation. And then most importantly, as you all are listening and some of you watching as well, you are my unpaid correspondents. This is a collaborative effort. Even if I could play video games 24/7, which I would love to do, if I could stay awake and I could have, you know, maybe a Clockwork Orange type of situation where they have my eyelids 6003-2-1, prop open my eyeballs, I can't play everything. And even if I could, we're not always going to agree on everything. So I would like to know, what's good with you? What's bad with you? What is overhyped or underhyped? You know, we've all fallen for games that were overhyped. I remember I didn't really like Halo. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the weapons. I didn't like the enemies. I was more of, you know, I like more conventional weaponry, you know, back then, the, you know, Call of Duty 2, Infinity Ward. And so I didn't like taking a little, weak space gun and shooting like a space conch 50 times for it to blow. I don't know. I didn't like it. And so then when Halo 2 came out, the hype machine, I remember they had commercials for it during the Super Bowl. And they had this great thing. It was almost like they made little army men. Do you remember that commercial? And it was like, Halo 2, Master Chief, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I thought, well, I just can't miss out on that, can I? I love video games. You know, I have a 360, got to play it. And I bought it. I didn't really like it. And also, I was not a big Red Dead guy, but Red Dead 2, game of the millennium, how can you not get it? And for me, Rockstar Games, the GTA games, as soon as I get them, I don't want to do any missions. I just look for a cheat code, and then I steal a helicopter, and I fly around, and I shoot people, and then I get bored, and then I never play it again. That's me. And so I thought, geez, with Red Dead, I'm going to do the same thing. And then next thing I know, I find myself standing in this long line outside of GameStop because I did put my money in. I did want to make sure that I reserved a copy. I had to have it. And it's a great game with great production values and amazing video and some groundbreaking stuff. But then again, it's over the shoulder. I find the combat extremely clunky, just really clunky. To me, I like what DICE does with the Frostbite engine and the Battlefield games, and that is when you pull the sights up, they actually work. You shoot something, it falls. It feels more visceral. It feels more user-friendly. Even with the COD games as well. And you don't want to have the iron sights block what you're firing at. That doesn't seem very, very realistic. And I'm okay with over-the-shoulder games that, you know, the Bethesda type of games like the Skyrims, you know, Elder Scrolls, Fallout games as well. It's just that sometimes you can get into a situation where, like you would have in Gears of War, where you're shooting at something but you're being blocked by yourself. Like, what? Well, you're third person, you're on the screen, and you bear down on someone, and he runs in front of you, and your own back is blocking you. And then it gets into, like, a metaphysical question. I have to consult Rene Descartes and read up on these things. Like, how can I block myself? So it's one of the important things with video games is knowing what you like, knowing what you don't like, and that can save you a lot of money because gone are the days when you pay $69.99 plus tax, you don't like it, you take it back. Did you know that there used to be a time when you could do that? Oh, yes, there was. There used to be a time in an unopened game. Again, now people, they're on to us. They've been on to us for several years. You can buy a game for $69.99. You take it back. They give you $15. They write $45 on it, and they put it on the shelf with a $30 markup, and you played it for 5 minutes. So, as I said, I would like to know from you, what may be, you know, it's always especially cool when you've underestimated a game that you really liked. And then, of course, overestimating a game is something that gives us a little bit of the caveat emptor buyer's remorse type of thing. I have always and will always judge games under one criterion, and that is it fun? You know, I won't get into the nuances of pixel rates and who the voice actors are and did they get a cool new band to do the music. That stuff is great, but it's fluff. The fun factor is your replay factor. Will you play it again? If you are going to play it again, it's because it's fun. Hopefully it's not because you put in a lot of money into it. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back with the debut maiden voyage of the video game review on Twitch. And remember your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits for the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and I'm on Twitch. And some of you have chimed in the chats. Mick Quicksilver, which is a very popular name in unknown cave in Ireland. What's up, Tittle? First time listener, long time caller. Pretty funny. Nolan says, ASU is a drinking school with a sports problem. I'm well aware I've got a severe clash of clothing going on here with a navy blue and yellow, almost Swedish Adidas sweat jacket and a beat up Arizona State t-shirt. But isn't that how us video gamers actually look? Isn't this actually how we actually dress usually? I got all dressed up for this. Oh, yeah. So welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 After. And if you'd like to chime in and not just throw in a chat, then you can call at 1-800-878-PLAY. Mr. Mick Quicksilver says, how do you find time to play video games between your 10 jobs? Well, you know what they say, if you really want to do something, there's always time to do it. This week, an unopened 1985 copy of Super Mario Brothers has sold at auction for over $100,000. In fact, $100,150. This has now set the world record for a graded video game, meaning what condition it's in, mint-wise. This is according to Heritage Auctions, which participated in the purchase. And it was graded at Wata Games and received a near mint 9.4 and a seal rating of A++. And Kenneth Thrower, yeah, just as you would spell it, Kenneth Thrower,
fake name,
he says, quote, beyond the artistic and historical significance of this game is its supreme state of preservation. So, well, listen, there were, if you didn't know this, 11 different box variations of Super Mario Brothers that were printed in between 1985 and 1994. The first two variations are what's called sticker sealed that were only available in the New York and LA test markets. And that came right when the NES got launched, or as they called it in Japan, the Famicom. Which is funny how it was called that, even though it was in Japan. The Famicom and then the Super Famicom, the Super Nintendo, was short for Family Computer. And it was a genius bit of marketing because you could the kids could tell their parents when what they really wanted to do is play video games. They said, no, this isn't a video game machine. I mean, I guess it can play some. But no, this is the Famicom. It's the Family Computer. And then you get into these, like, ancient gender roles. Dad, you can go in there and do all your plans for that addition to the garage. You can do that schematically. And Mom, you can store all your recipes on here. It's the Family Computer. Then they get it, and you just start playing with your Mario. It's good marketing, but it was called that in Japan, not here. But after it got out of those two markets, then a lot more were made. So the game was purchased last week by a group of collectors. The group includes Heritage Auctions co-chairman Jim Halperin and Zach Geig, who is owner of Just Press Play Video Games, and a video game collector named Rich Lecce, the owner of Robert B. Lecce Numismatist Incorporated. It took three dudes to get in this. And my question is, where do they put it? Because remember the Barry Bonds record-breaking home run ball at AT&T Park, as it was called in San Francisco at the time. The ball went into the right field bleachers. One guy got it, and he said, I got it. And then 1,000 people tried to literally rip his face off. Somebody else ended up with it, and one guy sued saying it was mine, it was stolen. And then the last guy said finders keepers, and the judge said you can each have half of the money. Or if you want to get really crazy, why don't we just saw the ball in half, in fact, destroying all of its value. So Geig, great name, not Grieg. Geig said, quote, "We all knew how hard it is to find an open copy of this version in nice condition, but to find one still sealed is truly something I thought I would never, ever see, even after selling vintage video games for over 20 years. Now, what I want to know is, how do you know it's in there? Maybe did they do some sort of, you know, they have these sophisticated things now that's like ground radar. You just kind of like pull this huge thing across the ground and then you can see what's underneath, some sort of like sonar type of thing. But, I mean, I remember guys working in video game stores and just video stores with VHS tapes, and you return something and they got out the saran wrap and the hairdryer, if you don't remember or you're too young. It's like, and next thing you know, it's sealed again. But it also makes me think about all the unopened games I have. How much would they fetch? Would they fetch a petit penny? No, they probably would be like $2. But I don't know. You never know. So Geig compared the video game to Action Comics number one. Of course, that's getting back to the superheroes. That was the first appearance of Superman. And that was first published in 1938. And they found one a couple of years ago that was absolutely mint, undisturbed. It looked like it had never been touched by human hands. And that sold at auction for $3.2 million. So the Heritage Auctions, which is Dallas-based, they told Fox News, of course, a bastion of video game reporting, that, quote, "The previous owner wishes to remain anonymous due to security reasons." Are you going to home invade a guy for $100K? Maybe you will. You know what $100K buys you now? It buys you like $20K. Orange is the new black. $100K is the new $20K. But, I can understand it. If this went for $100 million, I'd say, can you keep it, you know, hush, hush, just a little bit? So Heritage Auctions Halperin said, quote, "I'm very happy with our purchase of the Super Mario Brothers, considering the impact the release of this game had on the world and continues to have." And he also, end quote, he also confirmed that Super Mario Brothers will not appear in an auction of video games this month. And he added that it may end up in an auction at another time. If you want to think about vintage technology and hardware, you got to remember that this was 5 years ago. There was an Apple One, the very first Apple, an Apple One, which was in mint condition, and it went at auction at $905,000. That's one where maybe you might want to not say who you are. What'd you say the guy's name was? Dick Nipple, Rick Tittle, like, shh, no. Rich Little, you know, the impressionists, say they got it. But I do have, as we say in the East Bay, hella NES games. And I have so many PS2 games that were unopened because when the video game review of this show first started, you know, PS2 was still in effect. In fact, I remember going to the PS2 party, not just the PS2 party, the PS2 partay, which was at the Sony Metreon, this brand new building that Sony owned at the time, down south of Market Street here in San Francisco. And it was one of the coolest parties I ever went to. There was free soft shell crab sushi and beers, and it was the hugest thing ever. But they really wanted to pump it up. So on this show, they used to throw tons and tons of games at me to review and say, hey, everybody, you got to get a PS2. They don't throw as many games at me anymore. EA used to throw games all the time. Now I get the odd game thrown at me, and then I give it away, as we do. And I'll do that coming up after this brief break. I'll give away another game. At that time, I mean, I think about all the games I have, especially in my house. And I think about, like, how much would it be? Because I have vintage. I mean, I kept the boxes pretty pristine. They're not wrapped. But what would Warren Robinette give me for an adventure game? He probably has 100 of them. By the way, Warren Robinette, the man who had the first ever Easter egg when Atari said no one will ever know who programmed these. This is kind of like how Activision started, because you could actually say, you know what, you know, Nolan Bushnell, I can actually put my name on this. And the adventure game which was in the Atari 2600. If you had this little blinking dot and you took it down to the main hall and you went into this room and it said in kind of this rainbow flashing created by Warren Robinette. Well, I have that. That's pretty mint. I don't know. It makes me think, like, I'm not dumb enough to think I have a gold mine, but I probably have a few things in there. And I don't know. Maybe I'll have to remain anonymous after such a thing. So what we'll do here is we'll take a, like I said, these breaks are very fast. They're only 3 minutes long. And we'll come back and we'll give away a brand new game and also tell you what's going to be new on shelves this week. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
The blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you desperate for a good night's sleep? Then listen up. Studies show lack of sleep causes stress, irritability, weight gain, and even death. But you already know how bad it is when you don't get enough sleep, don't you? You've tried sleeping pills with their annoying and potentially dangerous side effects. Maybe you've wasted money on the latest miracle pillow that promises a good night's sleep. Have any of these worked? If not, I may have your solution. It's convenient, inexpensive, has zero side effects, and it flat out works. So if you want to experience deep, restful sleep starting tonight, visit www.sleepmusic.com. This weird little known trick is already helping thousands of people around the world experience better sleep, deeper rest, and happier mornings. And with a full 90-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, what have you got to lose? Visit sleepmusic.com to see how this amazing sleep solution can help you. Use promo code RADIO to get $10 off. That's www.sleepmusic.com and promo code RADIO to get $10 off.
The
All right, what am I doing here? Where am I going? I got a million buttons to push here. Rick Tittle back with you on the video game review. And we would love to have our commercial audio actually flow through. But whenever I go to, I switch over to the computer graphic, the video game review will be right back, which I just built. The option of program audio is not available. it's not available. So sorry you can't hear the commercials just yet. But I think the reason I really like to have it there is so you kind of know that this isn't some sort of frozen screen, that we actually are there. We'll work it out one way or the other. 40 after the hour, this is the time when we give away a brand new game. And to win it, all you have to do is email me the correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And the game I'm giving away is Earth Defense Force 5. This is a PS4 exclusive. There are some people who didn't think this game was groundbreaking or the most fantastic thing ever when you think about the foundation of this series, but there's a lot of playing it. It's developed by Sandlot, published by D3 Publisher, and it's entertaining enough. You basically fight off, you're in outer space, and you fight a lot of bugs, big, giant ants. And you get some great weapons, and you get some lousy weapons. Rated M for mature, my question is, Earth Defense Force 5, what would be a fitting name for a sequel? That's my question. Now, if you say FIFA 2020, that would be a terrible name. Or if you say Pets 3 with a Z, also probably not good. I'll take the second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I always say if I take the first, everybody always assumes that somebody got in first. If I say the fifth, people think, it's too random. It's too random, and I'll never get it. If I say the second, you go, if I'm quick, I might just be the second. So send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Looking on Twitch, some of the comments, what's one of your favorite video games ever? Well, I mean, those are some easy ones there. For the NES, it was Mega Man 2. That was the one for me. 8-bit Mega Man is my homeboy, but I think about the games that I really, really loved, like the original BioShock or Battlefield Bad Company 2, the hours I put in on that game. There's a lot of games that I really love that are out there. Thank you. That's from Mr. Quicksilver. Also, you know, over the years, I've always tried to get video games backs and plural, kabong. Plural, because a lot of people use video games in very scapegoatish ways. And that is to say that it is the root of all evil and it causes too much violence here or there, blah, 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 blah. When the reality is you can blame just about anything. You can blame, you turn on the TV and all you see is people getting shot. There are shows, I don't know if you know this, there are shows that are just about crime scenes. I mean, what could be more grisly than that? And I'm not saying take it off the air. But there are shows, plural, that are just about crime scenes. How horrifying is that? Cops, hospitals, lawyers. You are having a bad day if you have a cop or a hospital or a lawyer in front of you. That's no offense to those people. We need the cops and the hospitals. We definitely need them. I don't know about lawyers. But if you're around those people, that's really bad. But that's what sells. That drama, that type of violence. So to say that video games somehow should be blamed for the ills of society. I mean, if you say, I want to put a new tax on cigarettes in our state or on beer or on whatever, they call it usually a sin tax, right? Well, in an effort to fund school safety measures, Pennsylvania Representative Christopher Quinn proposed, wasn't that Winnie the Pooh's friend? Oh, it's Christopher Robin. Christopher Quinn has proposed a 10% tax on video games rated mature or adult only. This is according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. And he says, does Quinn, that the tax would raise $3.5 million a year that would go to funding improved safety at school and in the state, such as the installation of security cameras, bulletproof glass, and metal detectors. And Quinn told the Inquirer, quote, "The crux of the bill is I'm simply trying to make schools safe. It's about identifying a source of funding to help combat the growing violence," end quote. He also says this is a matter of trying to figure out, OK, here's a problem. How do we get to generate some revenue that's directly coming from the problem itself to help us offset it? And that's where he loses me, and that's where I could not disagree more. He is saying, in no uncertain terms, that school shootings are because of video games, right there, coming from the problem itself. I have always thought if there's any sort of psychological value or disvalue to these games, it's therapeutic. I think, because I just know myself, and I'm not a maniac, but I know there's plenty of times when I have some stress or whatever, and I get it out through video games, lots of times through first-person shooters. If you cannot differentiate what a video game is and what reality is, then no sort of education or upbringing is going to help you because you are insane. This is why you get people who are off their rockers. They are insane. No sane person does these type of things, people who snap like this. And to say, you know what, let's go right to the source. If he said, look, I want to raise money for metal detectors, it's a problem, a bulletproof glass. You know, it's dramatic, but unfortunately, it is a little bit of reality now. I'm all for it. And then he says, we'll get taxes from violent video games. And then I raise an eyebrow. Then he says, because that's direct. And then, okay, directly the problem. Now I'm out. Now I'm out, Christopher Quinn. That just makes no sense. Villanova University professor for brain and psychological studies, Patrick Markey. Now, Villanova also right there in Philadelphia. He says that the correlation between video games and violence is not supported by research. Yeah, research. We can all have our opinions on things. It's just like eyewitnesses to crimes. But when you get into forensics and you get into actual research, those numbers and findings are very hard to argue with. Markey says that on the contrary, that his own studies have found that violence actually decreases when playing video games. What did I just say? So I'm so smart. So if this bill's intention is to reduce violent crime, he says, it really does have kind of a backwards attempt in a way. He said that blaming video games for driving blaming violence on video games is, quote, driven primarily by older adults who didn't grow up playing them. This bill to tax video games is a pan to a bygone era where ignorance led people to blame games for all manner of societal ills. It is time to reject these efforts, not waste time on an unconstitutional an unscientific bill. Now, relatedly, the U.S. Supreme Court denied right here in California that would a bill that would have prohibited the sale of video games to minors. That was back 8 years ago. And they just said video games are for adults. Now, if it's rated M for mature, they are for adults. Why do you think movies have ratings? These parents who give GTA to their six-year-olds, that's not for them. There are some heinous things going on there that they should not have. That's why there is a rating system. If you take a kid to a PG-13 movie, he's supposed or she is supposed to be 13 years old. It's not too hard to figure out. But anyway, thank you, Nova, the fine institution. I will, I'll take the backing of scientific study over some dumb politician any day. All right. Let's take a look at what's coming out this week. And remember, when new games hit the shelf, then old games, when I say old, they might only be a couple months old, they come down the shelves. Pwned on the PS4, it's a co-op puzzle exploration game built around the themes of friendship and cooperation. Aw. Also, I should have started with this one, the Biggie Anthem. On the big boy systems, I always say that when it's a PS4, Xbox One, or PC game, Anthem is a shared world action RPG where players can delve into vast worlds teeming with amazing technology. Chroma Gun VR for the PlayStation 4. Chroma Gun VR is a first-person puzzler about colors. So if you look at it this week, that is not a lot of games. We have three new games. At least this is what has been sent to me. Sometimes I have so many new games, I don't even have time to throw it out. But Anthem is the big one. It's a BioWare game. They made it. EA is distributing it. And this is the type of game that when you think about ruthless marauders and savage beasts and the marauders, freelancers, and I like when they say shared danger means shared glory. And you've got these javelin exosuits, and you can customize your javelin and the gear and all that type of stuff as you go along. This game, to me, I watched a little bit of it. You know, I'm very discerning. There's not enough hours in the day. I'm so deep into Fallout 76 right now, and I still need to get back into Battlefield 5, which I neglected. I know. I feel bad right now. He's like, well, what about me? I neglected that game. I almost said him. I neglected that game. That I just can't buy everything. And then I think about Metro Exodus. Metro Exodus is out right now. If I'm going to get anything, I'm getting Metro Exodus, and I'd probably get it for the PC for the response. All right, so we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do a cheat code, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll do that next on the Video Game Review.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Does that music ring any bells there? That's from Super Turrican back in the day, which was a fantastic game, by the way. Rick Tittle with you. We're closing out the video game review in our customary fashion. What I do with the at the end of the show, I just have like about a two-minute, three-minute segment at the end of the show. And I tell somebody a cheat code, and not a cheat code for a Xbox One S game or a PS4 Pro game or a Switch game. I like going back, you know, and you some people, they are not rich enough to have the new system, or maybe they just started playing an older game. And in the grand scheme of things, these games really aren't even that old. So send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And the request this week comes from Henderson, Nevada. Probably listening on the great KSHP down there in Vegas. It's from Terry and said, Rick, I love L.A. Rush on the PS2. May I have some codes? Thank you, sir. May I have another? You can have some codes. If you want to disable police during a game, press up, down, left, right, R2, square, right, R1, left. Repeat after me. By the way, if none of these things go right into your head, just email me back again, rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll tell you. But if you have it open right now, to disable police in L.A. Rush on the PS2 during a game, press up, down, left, right, R2, square, right, R1, left. If you want all cars in garage pimped out during a game, press up, down, left, right, circle, square, R2, R1, up, down, left, right. Sometimes these developers, they don't want to make it easy on you. Once again, all cars in garage pimped out during a game, up, down, left, right, circle, square, R2, R1, up, down, left, right. And finally, if you want, and this is the most you can get in one chunk, $5,000 during a game, this is a little bit easier. Press up, down, left, right, circle, left, R2, up. Once again, during a game, up, down, left, right, circle, left, R2, up in L.A. Rush on the PlayStation 2. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Congratulations to the big winner of the game, which I will find on sportsbyline.com. As I said, I really thank everyone who's listening on Twitch for the first time ever. And we'll be back next week. Same bat time. We'll do it again. And as we grow, it'll get just so much better. Have a great week playing video games. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.